Y'all, it's your girl Maria, the spiritual homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes, and I really appreciate that. So I'm really excited. I'm coming off of a awesome gratitude high from the gratitude shout out episode from yesterday. It is such a blessing to be able to connect with people all over the world. And even though we have our own lives and we're on different time zones and, you know, we're on different parts of the ocean, different hemispheres, like, it's just really cool to tap in with people. And I really would love for y'all to let me know where y'all are listening from. And also, if y'all haven't tapped in with the podcast in other ways, please, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win and whose love language is supports, okay, because we asking for what we would like this year, I would love for you all to support the podcast in other ways as well as listening. So thank you so much for your listenings. But can you please do me a favor and make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you're listening? Could you also leave a review if you are already subscribed? If you already left the review, could you please share with a friend that could benefit from the message? Because again, this is a global message and this is something that I have been assigned to do. And I want to make sure that I reach people that are aligned with the message that I have to give. Also, if you have done all that, could you please take the podcast listener surveys as well so I can learn more about you, because I have some other things that I want to work on and I want to make sure that I have the most accurate information about you all as possible before doing that. Because if it's one thing I don't like nobody making moves about me without getting the proper information, okay? I like to make informed decisions around here. So, with that being said, that's going to be today's episode. Making informed choices is so important. To know what you're doing before you do it. And sometimes we make decisions, especially when it comes to other people, we make decisions based on our emotions and not factoring in the information that we know to be true at hand. And that can be very dangerous. Like, sometimes you just have to get the information first, no matter how you feel, to know what it actually is that you need to be feeling about. Because sometimes we'll make our feelings about something that is not even going on. Oh, they hating on me. That person ain't even thinking about you. Like, the most common thing I've seen is there was a situation where this girl, she was talking about how this girl was staring at her. And she thought it was a problem. She thought it was beef. She was like, what's up? Like, you looking at me like what's going on? And the girl is still looking at her, but at this point, the other girl's on edge. She over here making faces and whoop. And the other girl's like, you know what? I'm tired of her looking at me. I'm going to just go over there. I'm going to talk to her and we're going to see what the problem is. She already assumed it was a problem. So she goes to the girl and is like, yo, like, you know, what's up? Like, do I know you? Like, I noticed you looking at me and I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's going on. The girl was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just kind of awkward. You know, I just think you're so beautiful. And I wanted to figure out how I was going to go talk to you and compliment you, but I just didn't know how to go about it. And the other girl was kind of like, oh my God, my bad. I'm so sorry. I'm over here thinking we had a problem. That's a prime example right there. How we end up letting our feelings, we let our feelings put things into our heads. And now we got these thoughts about something that ain't even accurate, all because we didn't gather the proper information before doing so. Another example, you dating somebody, or you think you dating somebody, you don't know yet. For some of y'all, or you with an ex, you know, in terms of you're still connected to the ex and there's still some feelings there and you all in your head because you're not asking them what's going on. You don't know how they feel about you, but you have a feeling. You have a feeling that now you created these thoughts and these actions on because that person hasn't given you the information, when all we could really do is just go ask them, how do you feel about me? For the person that you're seeing, how do you feel about me? Do you see a relationship with me? Simple question. It's very simple, but I think the hard part is that we're scared of the answer because we're scared it will be mutual. At some point, you're going to have to get the proper information, because the last thing you want to do is make a move based on not having the proper info. Imagine you going all out for somebody and you thinking that this is going to be your boo when they really never wanted a long-term situation. They just wanted something casual. Whose fault is it at that point? Is it your fault for not asking? Or is it their fault for just rolling as normal, as they thought they was, without a conversation involved? So that's another example. If you are seeing somebody, okay, a conversation could be, instead of assuming they don't want a future with you because they're not proposing in 6 months to a year, you can just ask, hey, what do you see this for the future? Like, we've been rocking for some time. Where do you know, what do you ultimately see long term with me and you? If it's for your ex, if you want to get back with him, you still got feelings for him, or even if you just want to know if they have feelings for you, go ask. If you really want to know, go ask. And they'll tell you. If they don't want to get back, now you know you got some life decisions to make. Go get married to somebody else. But no, in all seriousness though, you're making assumptions about y'all getting together or not getting together, and you're not even having the information as to where they stand. They might still be processing the breakup, or they might be hot and cold, or they might not see it. You know what I mean? Or they may see it, but they may be seeing other people too. Whatever it is, you don't know. So I'm just telling y'all, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, please get the information first before you fly off the handle with your mind and with your actions. Imagine you doing the most in either direction only to realize that you didn't have to do anything but ask, you know? So gather your information. My challenge to you, and I know I normally do challenges on the weekend, but it's Thursday. We still gonna do it. Please, before making a move when it comes to other people and how you treat other people, make sure you have all the information. And if you don't, please go get it. Put your pride to the side. Put the fear of rejection aside. The goal should be getting the most accurate information. That should be the only goal. Just go get the information and make your moves. Okay? So with that being said, I will catch y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Getting your information included, okay? Love y'all. Peace.